96.5 TIC, Craig and Company Show. It's Wednesday, time for the lighter side. Christine, you have any stories?
Did you see the story about New York State will become the first state to ban people from being able to have their cats declawed?
Why?
Well, because it's like pulling out a human being's fingernails. You know this about cats, right? That it's really, really wrong to have them declawed.
Yeah, but they're doing it under anesthetic. They're not feeling the pain.
Yeah, but then apparently cats have no sensation. They lose all sensation in their paws when you remove their fingernails.
Yeah.
And then obviously if they get out, then they have no defense.
No
way of defending themselves.
Yeah. But the other...
Connecticut might be next.
But the flip side of that is they shred your couch in about 3 days.
Yeah, but Gary, you just have to get that spray that makes them not stay on the couch.
Doesn't work.
The spray that's like off, that spray stuff.
No,
you know, nature's miracle or whatever it is.
Doesn't work.
All right. What's the weirdest thing that you put ice in?
The weirdest thing you put ice in?
Like my uncle used to drink milk on ice.
Ugh.
What? No, it's good. Nice ice cold milk.
Oh, disgusting.
86% say lemonade is better with ice.
Yeah, lemonade, of course.
Soda, water, whiskey on ice.
Yeah.
Coffee
on
ice.
How about one of those ice packs?
An ice pack on ice?
Where you put the ice inside the little bag and the screw top, the old-fashioned screw top.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
They used to have an ice pack.
Oh, yes, for your head.
Yeah, or any part of the body. You'd put the cubes in the bag, and then there's a little screw top, and that would become...
Yeah, they always use those as like a sight gag for someone coming out with a hangover.
Yeah.
Orange juice on ice.
Yeah.
Red wine.
No. You never do that on ice.
White wine.
Never.
Oh, I always drink white wine on ice.
It dilutes the wine.
Yeah, well, that's the point. So you slow down the inebriation and you can enjoy it. And beer on ice.
Ugh.
That really does sound disgusting. Best way to eat a chicken pot pie going viral is to dump it out of the case and eat it upside down.
On a plate and then use a fork.
You eat it in reverse.
That's nice.
Doesn't it make you want?
Yes, I want a chicken pot pie.
I think,
a pot pie with some marijuana in it.
What?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
What? 10 most common rules of the house parents have for their kids. What did your mom make you adhere to? Like, always say please and thank you.
Yeah, clean up your room, I think.
Be kind. Before you can play, you have to finish your homework.
Yeah.
That's one. Clean up after dinner. Wipe your feet. No phones at the table.
My mom told me to go bang my head against the wall.
My dad used to tell me to go play in traffic. Take a long walk off a short pier.
Mom, I'm bored. You bored? Go bang your head against the wall.
Yeah, that was her thing, though?
Yeah.
Because my dad's thing literally was go play in traffic. Go play in traffic. Jeez. Xbox is taking on the stereotype about gamers' body odor. They want to help gamers who smell.
Oof, God.
Microsoft just announced it's teaming up with Axe Body Spray.
No, that's worse than having BO. I'm telling you. I'd rather smell BO than that.
They want to make a new line of shower products just for gamers.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, gamers sit in their rooms for hours and
hours. They're sweating.
Oh, yeah, you're sweating because it's intense.
Yeah.
I have teenage boys.
They wind up with swamp crack. It's a terrible thing.
Well, you see the game room, right? It's Cheetos on the floor and discarded drinks and food that's been in there for days.
Hasn't showered in 2 days.
Hasn't showered in 2 days. So hopefully Xbox and Axe.
Axe. Let me ask you a question.
How would you combine? What's the new name if you combine Xbox and Axe?
Axebox.
I'm done. I don't have anything else.
Axebox is a good name.
Axebox is a good name.
Quick, grab that URL.
Oh, would you look at his donut.
On 96.5 TIC.
Let's go!